with corn, when they, I think they grind it and they treat it with lye.
Make hominy.
Now, with that, what about when they grind it up fine? What do you call that?
Grit.
Now, you mentioned that there was somebody down the street who was a bootlegger, I think. Now, would you mean they made their own? Well, some of them made their own, and some of it, what would it be called?
Well, they made wines and homebrew and One time there was a fire in the garage down the street from us, and they kept their homebrew in the trunk of an old car. And they kept their bootleg booze locked up in the trunk of a car, locked up in the garage. And the garage caught on fire, and an old German owned the car and was the bootlegger. And he was trying to get his car out of the garage, and it was burning, and he couldn't. It wouldn't run, and he was saying, "Push, Charlie, push, for God's sake, push." We thought that was so funny that we still say, "Push, Charlie, push." But he was he came from Germany over here, and he was a bootlegger, one of our neighboring bootleggers.
If you came in the kitchen and something was cooking and it made a really good impression on your nostrils, you might turn to somebody and say,
smell that.
Oh, you're so smart. You're so bright. What would be made? Well, what would you usually put on your pancakes?
We had sorghum, molasses, and sugar cane syrup. And Papa always kept burr rabbit syrup too.
Syrup. What was the difference between the sugar, well, like the molasses and the syrup? Which is thicker?
The molasses was thicker than syrup.
If something you bought, like syrup or something, was not imitation, it might have on there
100% pure.
And what about if a belt that was made out of real leather, it might have stamped in it
genuine leather.
And you were talking about the sugar. Now, that they would, it would come in a barrel.
The molasses would come in a barrel, and the bottom would turn to sugar.
Would turn to sugar. Now, in the store, if you sold, well, would people sometimes come in and want to buy, say, a pound of flour, they'd probably buy more than that. Would you weigh out and measure flour?
On a scale?
Well, now, when you bought it like that, not already packaged, you'd say you were buying it
by the pound.
And
Or the peck.
Did they ever used to say that, anything like they were buying it loose?
Not that I know of. I don't remember that.
How about the way that your daddy would buy it wholesale? Did they ever say they're buying it in bulk or something?
In quantities. Papa would bring home our groceries. Mother never went to the grocery store. Papa always brought the groceries home, and she cooked what she had, but she would tell him or call him on the phone. And he kept our larder well supplied. He bought by the case or sent home food by the case that we ate. And I never remember the pantry not having plenty of food stacked in the shelves.
Well, did you ever hear him use the expression at all? Talking about, instead of buying in quantity, buying in bulk?
I have heard the expression, but I don't think he used it.
Am I saying it right?
How
would you say
it? Well, he always said by the case or barrel. Sometimes he would bring home a barrel of flour.